The Baltimore Concert Opera is opening their eighth season at the end of this month and beginning of next. And because this year was a leap year, we were able to celebrate the birthday of Rossini for a change, 225 years since he was born. And so Baltimore Concert Opera is bookending their season with two Rossini operas, starting out with Tancredi. And to come in and talk to us about this, the managing director of Baltimore Concert Opera, Courtney Kulbecker. How lovely to welcome you to WBJC. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me today.
So the idea of having Rossini really exploding on the scene with this particular opera, I think we tend to think of him as perhaps lighter, more comedic. It's interesting that the thing that really brought him to prominence was more of a serious opera.
Absolutely. You know, this was conceived of as an opera seria incarnation, but he really showed us with his style that he could make a clear structure for these operas with arias and finales and duets and choruses. And with Tancredi in particular, you're right, he became very famous almost overnight with his contemporaries in 1813 as a leader of this form.
So we have in this a pants role, one of Marilyn Horne's favorite roles. And if one has a fully fledged production, you can see the pants role in the costuming and all the rest
Absolutely.
Of it. How do you actually manage something like that when it is a concert opera?
Our singers, even though they are on stage without sets and costumes, they are still very much inhabiting their roles. And so you can see this in the body language, in the characterizations, and you can almost even hear it in the voice sometimes. You can tell that this is a male characterization in this beautiful female voice. It's very fascinating to hear.
So who are the singers that you have lined up?
We are featuring Heather Johnson in the title role of Tancredi, and she's a fantastic singer. She's told us this role just seems to fit her like a glove, as if Rossini had her in mind, you know, 200 plus years ago when he was writing it. And we are also featuring Lindsay Ozy as her secret lover, Amenaide, as well as Matthew Curran as Orbazzano, and Heath Huberg, the tenor, as Argirio, Amenaide's father. So we have a wonderful cast lined up for our patrons at Baltimore Concert Opera.
So tell me how the collaboration with Opera Southwest works for you in this.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful opportunity for Baltimore audiences to hear these singers that they would not otherwise be able to hear necessarily come from Opera Southwest here in downtown Baltimore to hear them up close and personal. And it's a wonderful opportunity for both companies to feature these singers and this piece more than once.
It's a really wonderful experience. I can speak from personal experience to sit in the gilded ballroom of the Engineers Club in Mount Vernon and hear opera up close. And this is going to be the Baltimore Concert Opera's opening salvo for their new season. This is Rossini's Tancredi. And the performances are Friday, September 30th at 7:30 and Sunday, October 2nd at 3 p.m. More information at baltimoreconcertopera.com. It's been such a pleasure to speak to Baltimore Concert Opera's managing director, Courtney Kulbecker. Thank you so much. Have a great season.
Thank you, Judith.